Okay, Simakuf Ayan Sift Hazayan. Well, Yishta Mehakais, Abitel Chaberoi, Bibesakonas of Fashas. So a person should not drink from a cup and then pass it to somebody else to drink because it can endanger somebody's life. So why is that? Mishabura in Sifkat Namad Zayan.
This is not a family member, right?
Let's assume so. He'd be embarrassed to refuse, so he'll accept and drink it. But on the other hand, he finds it meis to drink. Maybe some of the saliva of the person is there. And so drinking something which will make him feel uncomfortable can make a person ill.
Maybe some of the what of the person?
So, saliva. So it'll make the person who drinks second sick from feeling he's forced to drink something that he finds repulsive. So he says, if that's the reason, you're only going to feel uncomfortable that you must drink it against your will. If the fellow hands it to you, but he puts it down, so then it's not a problem according to that thought process. The Taz Kosem, and he received it so much, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. So Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the Tana, we have a Tzavah from him. He writes, Shemazim Moshe Lishtos Mimash Shir Chaber, you should not drink from what other people have left over. Kishem Yeshu Chol Beser Kufa, maybe he has an illness. Vyotzer Ruach Mipiv Lois Shir, and it went into the liquid, and now when you drink it, you become ill. That if the problem is the meus element, so you could clean off the place where the person's mouth is touched. Or he'll pour out some of the liquid over that spot to wash it out. So that's a sawara if the element of him is meus because just the fact that he drank there. But if the issue is there might be an illness there, so that wouldn't help. So that's not like Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Okay. So he says maybe the tzava only applies in a case where we don't know where the person is, but a person which we know is healthy. So that then we only have this other chashash that the person will find it repulsive, so that you can correct. Okay, Nusif. Yud Zayin. Lo yisha kois v'yinechenu al shulchan. A person shouldn't drink a cup and then put it down on the table. So you hold on to the cup and then pass it off to the shamash. So they didn't put cups on their table, an empty cup they wouldn't put back on the table, they would give it to the shamash. So when you put it on the table, that's sort of nowadays we're not makbid on this, so therefore that's not a problem. But Bizman Ram, they used to be makbid on that. They wouldn't put an empty cup down on the table. They would give it to the shamash to take away. So putting it down would be considered insulting to the people there.
Why? I don't understand.
But nowadays we're not makbid on that, so it's not a problem.
But I mean, why would they consider an empty cup an insult?
Because they did. So a person should not take his portion and pass it and give it to the shamash to eat. Because that might cause a situation which will be unpleasant by the meal. The Baal HaBayis will be upset that you're giving your portion to the shamash. You can take your portion and you can then eat what you see fit to eat. And then if you leave over some for the shamash, that's not a problem. If you give away your whole portion, maybe the Baal HaBayis doesn't have what else to serve you. He'll be embarrassed, and then he'll be angry at the shamash, and that'll cause not good things. Okay, that's one shot. Lika Chalka Lama Tess. Habach Pirish Hatam. So the Bach explains a different reasoning. We're giving away to the Shamash, sounds you don't want it. The Marsham Kubabana, you should put it down. Accept it. Ella Lafish ain't Sarak Lechel Masar Libisai Plashamash. You want to give it away to the Shamash afterwards. That's your business. Okay. So what's the kilkul? So the balabais will be upset at the rech. He doesn't like the food, and that's what we're concerned about. Levush pirish kipshut. However, Levush understands a simpler pshat. That the fiho lo yitnu l'tekeb l'shamish. You shouldn't give it to the shamish right away. Shema yia kilkul basuda. You start l'chelik azel l'chelik asher mesubim. If some of the food doesn't turn out good, the Baal HaBayis won't have enough for all the guests. He's going to have to take from the portions which have been. If you're not eating your portion, let him use it for other guests, not for the shamish. Once everybody's eaten, then you can give it to the shamish. Once everybody has their portion, even if they haven't eaten yet, you can give to the shamish. When you're making the meal, it's proper that you should be giving out the drinks to the guests. You should give out the drinks to the guests.
What's the connection between this last sentence and the Mishnah Berurah? What comes before?
The Bachshat and the Bushes Pshat?
Yeah.
No, the two different Pshatim. It's a totally different Pshatim. They're arguing Pshat in what the concern is, yeah. Okay.
Now see, what does that have to do with giving to the Shamash?
Which Pshat?
The last one.
The second one? If I'm not eating.
The one about the Baal HaBayis should serve the drinks.
No, it's a new thought. Oh, yeah, it's a new thought. It's not connected.
Why do you put it here?
Because the Magen Avraham quotes it over here. Why the Magen Avraham quotes it over here? Because it's a good place as any. Okay. Yutas Arkham and Ichnosim Eitzel Balabayas and Mishraim Litul Melifneim Litul Lebnoy Lavish Balabayas. The guests cannot take their portion and give to the child or to the Eved of the Balabayas. Elam cannot let Rishus Melabayas unless they ask permission. Okay, so what's this about? So this is a Gemara. That the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mamkin. Who's Kana Sachamim? Chachamim said you can't do this. Mimnei Ma'isa Shahoya Kedisa Bechulun Tzadi Dalet. There was a story. Ma'isa Banamechad Shazim and Shloisha Orkhe Mishnei Betzervis. So he invited some guests, and it was a time of famine. He only had 3 eggs worth of food to give to the guests. So they serve this. They assume there's more food coming. They gave it to the child. The child was very hungry, and he asked for the. And they gave it. So now there was no more food to serve. The father came and saw. He has 1 egg in his mouth. Two in each hand. So the father was very angry. They took away. That's all the food he had to serve. He was embarrassed. He was angry at the child. Because he hit the child. And the child died. The mother saw what happened. Also, she was so upset that she fell off. She went off to the roof and killed herself. He committed suicide also. So it was a very sad story. So Chazal said, you know what? You shouldn't be doing this after Rishos of the Baal HaBayis. So the Chazal only answered when it's a comparable situation where we see that there's a limited amount of food. So giving it away, might be the Baal HaBayis doesn't have what to replace it with, and he'll be embarrassed, and that's going to create unpleasantness in the home or worse. If there's clearly a lot of food, so the Mishraim with the lamb, so the Magarama says that you can give. Or for sure, if you've eaten already and there's food left over, so you can sure give over the leftovers, right? That However, Sefer Shemin Rekeach, he's concerned that possibly he's still, Chazal Asher, they Asher, they didn't differentiate between the cases. Okay. So some say that they bedafka would to give it to the bedafka have to give it to the eved because that he's very upset about, or the shamish. So even to the shamish, some say even to the shamish is going to be awesome. That's really somewhere along the lines of what we had before. In Sefer Ches, then that'd be the understanding. So, if according to that, so what exactly is Yud Ches talking about? Why do you have the problem? Shem Yerah Devil to kill Kabasuda. The problem is you have this basic problem that before where maybe there's a limited amount to start with. So, if you look at the Sharetzin in Lamed Beis, according to this pshat, that even a shamish, it's also given to the shamish. Either the situation was the Oreach had no intention to eat at all, already ate, or there was a lot on the table, so you don't have this Zera over here. You have this other issue of maybe he needs it for other guests, etc. And that's the concern of the previous Sif. They were not comfortable attending a meal unless they knew where the other guests were. Because it's not proper to place a Talmid Chacham and an Amoritz together. Okay. They wouldn't attend unless they knew who the other guests were. Okay. Now,
who wouldn't attend even if they knew?
The Kiyah Das Shabir Yerushalayim. So the Bir Alochim here points out. I'm sorry? As it sounds, the people who were very, very machped on their halachas, so they were in the kiyeh hadas. They were pure even in their thoughts.
And their hanhaga? How are you translating hanhaga?
They were very careful how they in all the areas of their life. Okay. So the Mishabur says it applies even to Sudas Mitzvah. The Biralocha grapples with maybe someone's over Sudas Rishus.
What applies?
It's been it's only improper to join them for Sudas Rishus. There's no real reason why you have to be there because you're going to sort of join them. Because the Mor says the problem is, like, get schlepped in with Amoratzim. By Sudas Mitzvah, you're not going to get schlepped in. But he does point out that a case where there's that it is necessary for the Talmid Chacham to be there, Adrav, he will add, he will raise the Ramah of the situation, and we need him there.
What's Ramah?
Level. And for sure, if there's other, there are many, many Talmid Chachamim there as well, so that will, that really meeker them will not be a problem. So if they would be off to the, especially if they would be seated in their own area, that would not be such a problem. Okay. Chav Aleph. Hashamash Shoyim, Hashamash Al Shnayim. We had this before. If there's two people eating and the Shamash is serving them, so we assume that they want him to join for the purpose of Zimun. Therefore, he has a right to join them even though they have not given explicit permission. However, if he was serving three people, which they do not need him for the Zimun, so he cannot join them unless they've given him explicit permission.
This is in the Gemara.
This is Gemara. We also had it before Mishavuru. Okay. We assume they want him to join. However, if they're eating something which is no din of zimun, he would be back to, he cannot join them unless they give him permission. They're just eating some apples. If there's 9 people eating, we could argue the same argument. If there's 9 people eating, he's mishamish on a group of 9. Something which would have a din of zimun at the end, they'd have to bench. So the number 10, the shamish, could be number 10 and join, because they would assume they would want it to be zimun b'shem. So we could assume that's probably what they want. Okay. Sif chaf beis achar shoshisa minisher yayin because l'shtiyas chavercha. After you drank from the cup and you left over something from somebody else to drink as well, kanach mokum l'shikas apeh mishum miyus. You have to clean off the area where your lips touch the cup. It shouldn't be miyus that you're giving the next person something which they'll find repulsive. If it's water, you should pour out the water to clean it off. If it would be other liquids which are more expensive, you shouldn't use the liquid to clean it off. You should just wipe it off. Okay. Hagah is not, it's a few last thoughts he wants to add in over here, not connected necessarily to the scenario I just said before. It's important to always have salt in the meal. You should always have some water as well. This is only relevant. You should add salt during the meal if the foods do not have salt in them. He drank a liquid which does not contain water. That's why nowadays people are not makbid to make sure they add water and salt to the meal, because in general the foods which we have salt in them and they have water in the liquids. Okay. Mishaburas have cut them down. Kanachem Malkim, I only have some design, but much acceptable from Mishaburas. So we just had this before. That this would indicate we're talking about an individual which we know that he's healthy. We're not worried about him passing some unknown illness to you. The only issue is just because of the element of being repulsive because of the uncleanliness. So clean it off, and it'll be that's acceptable. Derech Sham, you pour some water down over that area. You'll wash away the saliva. Okay. Point out some things later on. We talk about achila again later on in Simresh Lamadal. You should eat your achila l'shem shemaim. You shouldn't eat it just because you have a taiva, but you should eat it because you want to have the strength to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Yizur Marshal Lechol Leiv Behema Chayva. If it's important not to eat from the heart of these animal of an animal or even of a bird, because the Chazal say it's kashal shikha. So therefore you don't want to eat something which is going to cause you to forget your learning. So therefore you shouldn't eat it. There's actually based on this, the Maaseh Tisha brings that the Chavos Das in Yerideya says this applies to men, not to women. They don't have an issur of forgetting their learning, but a man has an issur of forgetting his learning. So now again, the Mishabur is adding his own thoughts over here about the things a person should be knowing when he has a meal. A person should enjoy his meal. He should be happy. If you eat it when you're happy, it absorbs better and it's good for you. You shouldn't eat it in a state of being all safe. I'm quetching about how much I don't have. A person should focus on what he does have and be in a state of simcha. A person should not make his decisions on what to eat based on what is desirable, but rather what is healthy. A person should not go to sleep immediately after eating. The person should wait for a period of time before he goes to sleep. The Rambam makes a very long list of different things the person should be knowing about in the meal, health wise, etc. The Shlo has a significant stress on not overeating. The person should eat enough that he's ready and healthy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do his avoid of his soul. Okay? Was that called Sudos of Habi and Lasid Mitzvah? Then, if that's your intent, every meal that you eat is a Suda, which is Mitzvah. Because I need to eat to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why I'm eating, so it's a Mitzvah. So the Rabbah extends this thought of other ideas about the importance of eating the shame, being able to have strength, be healthy. Okay. Fine. Simit Kuf Ayin Aleph. Shalinog Minog Bizoyim Ba'ochlin. So Chazal pointed out that we have to respect food. Bereshit gave us a matana, gave us food that we need to eat, and he made it that it can sustain us. We have to respect that, so you can't act in a way which is not respecting the food. Okay, so first of all, he says of this, so if you have a need to use bread, you can use it. However, so it's not to the point that you have to respect that I can't use bread for something which does not damage the bread. So I want to use the bread as a paperweight. I have papers that are flying. I have a roll. I want to use the roll to cover the papers. The paper shouldn't fly away. Oh, it's a bizoyan. I'm using bread. I wouldn't use a tefillin for that. Well, it's not tefillin. It's bread. But if it be something which is wet, which the bread's going to get damaged, so that you'd make the bread miyus, that you can't do. For me, the mamayis bay loy, it's something which is going to make the bread unusable. It'll become, something which will be personal, pine, uncomfortable to use, so then you can't do that. You can't use it to carry raw meat. You shouldn't pass a full cup over where the bread is, because it might spill. As a car, you can't use it to support. You have a bowl which is like tilting. You want to use the bread to support the bowl. Some of the liquid in the bowl will fall out onto the bread. Himalaya, if it's full of something which it falls onto the bread, it'll make the bread unusable, so then you can't do that. Okay, so that's bread. You can't wash your hands with wine, whether you've added water to it or not. Even if it's not an atila, which is the purpose of washing, which we said before, that for meal purposes, you have to use water. But even if it's not for meal purposes, just you want to clean your hands. But you can't use wine to clean your hands. You can't throw bread. If it's not going to come, it's not going to get damaged, and it's still usable afterwards, but that much lack of respect to the bread that you're going to throw it, that's definitely improper.
Definitely improper.
Yeah. So by bread, we're worried about it even if it's not going to be nimas. By other foods, we're only worried about it if it is going to be nimas. If I throw it, it'll end up being affected negatively by the throwing. It'll get... Mishabur said, like certain fruits, when you throw them and they land, they get all mushy. People don't like eating them anymore. You throw a pear, and it gets all bruised, and the kids are like, not going to eat it, so you can't throw the pear. Okay?
So, in Gemara Shevet, the question of Zika came up. We're learning this. So, are we talking here about really throwing it? In common terms, is it a softball or a hardball? You throw it overhand, you really toss it, or if you flip it a little bit. Maybe your child is a couple of feet away, you just flip it him a little bit.
I think even flipping it, I think. That's understood.
What?
Go ahead. Yeah. The loy mimis, a guy's a reminder of chavushim shori, types of things which, if when you throw them, they're not going to become miyus, so that's not also to throw except for bread, is also even if it's not going to be nimas.
What?
What do you not understand, see?
What's also to throw if it, even if it isn't going to
bread.
Be nimas?
Bread, bread you can't throw even if it's going, not going to be nimas. Other things you're able to throw if they're not going to be nimas by the throwing.
So where did the Sephardim get this minhag to throw bread? Because I've seen it.
It's all pikabolo. Okay.
So, but I mean, if the halacha is one thing, how is the Kabbalah essentially the opposite?
You have to ask your Kabbalist. There are many times where there seems to be disagreements between the Kabbalah and the halacha. Okay, tzracha. Ratzalarmer tzarach tashmisha k'mashi sbar l'kameiv. So, person will have some examples how he wants to use the bread. So, you're allowed to do that if it's not going to be in a way which is going to make the bread unusable. The past koshkim m'sharachlam. This is true by bread, and for sure it's true by other foods. You may use them to support whatever it is. Almina the mimis fill m'sharachlam gam can also. If it's to make it miyus, then it's a problem by bread. It's a problem by other foods as well. Okay, so he said over here, if it's going to be nimas, law, you can't do it. Most of the refuah, sure, I feel a mimispa. If that's what you need to do, you need it for refuah purposes, so that's whatever you need to do, you do. So maybe simon chin chav ches, sif chav. So we have an example over there that they would use different types of, like, wine or different things they would use for refuah purposes. Obviously, they would make it in a way which then you're not going to use the wine anymore for drinking. It's miyus. But that's mutter, but tzarek refuah. I feel below refuah. It's something which people need. And it's become normal for people to use this food for this purpose. Okay? So then, Gam can't shari its mutter. So let's say one of the examples that they give over here is they used to use, like, take oats and they would make a paste out of it, and they would use it to rub onto their plates, and would make them their glasses. It would make them shiny. It would leave like a shiny film. So you end up the oats become unusable in the process. So it becomes miyus. But if that's what became normal, that's how people use it for that purpose. So that's going to be mutter the same way. People would use, they used to use oil on their hands to make their hands smell pleasant, etc. But could have been used for food, and they would use it for this purpose as well. So that these type of things are mutter as well. That's why they would sprinkle wine on the floor to put a nice smell in a nice smell. The wine is being becoming usable through that.
Unusable,
yeah. Or they would anoint themselves with oil. Fine.
Would even bread go into that? Could you use bread for some?
No, because bread is more of an issue. Also, the Torah is Eitzim Lito Yodav Mamayim Ayotzim Mehem. So when you crush the olive, besides the oil which comes out, there comes out a sharp liquid, which is good to, it's theoretically good to remove the uncleanliness on your hands, but you can't crush the olives for that purpose. But the zayis becomes unusable. So you can't do that. Based on what he's saying, you know, theoretically, if that became point normal to the point where people were doing that all the time, you shouldn't pass the kosmole over the piece of bread, because it's very, say, you know, famous last word, I'm not going to spill. You know, a person takes this big tray with all of this meat gravy, you know, when he passes it over the challah tray, and it ends up ending on you know, making all the challah miyus. So you should not be doing that. You shouldn't pass it over the bread, because it might do that to the bread. And you shouldn't support the tray, the bowl, which is full, if something which will spill out will make it mias. Im he regam ken lismach after mishamash pas. I'm sorry. Aber kish enoy mimaleya shori lismach after mishamash pas. I said I'm kosher of a pas canal because then the mutter the chasas berkli. If it's not full and we're not worried about it spilling and damaging the bread, so you're allowed. Are you using bread to support the bowl? It shouldn't. That's okay. You're allowed to use the bread for your other purposes. You can use the bread to cover something. Again, this would be a covering, which it's not going to absorb all this moisture and become, drippy, gooey bread that you're not going to eat. That'd be a bishop being meas.
Is there an issue if you pack a lunch in a lunch bag to put the bread on the sandwich on the bottom and put the thing on the top? A drink or something?
No. As long as they're sealed.
So it's not going to spill on that
plate. Right. Okay. Shenu tzarech achila. So you can't wash your hands with yayin and the tila was not for tzarech achila. Tila betila achila galah hachiyosel kama poiskim. Then tila b'mayim, you can't use it for washing because you need water for the washing for the ritual washing which Chazal instituted for the tila sedayim. We're talking over here, but tuma klal v'shap zeh she'enod l'tzarech achila. Zosser, Mishim Bizoyan Ayayan, Wood and Mishar Mashkim Zosser. Other liquids also be a problem. You can't, the Chazal will not allow to use water. Shasachak, I only have the Simit Kubsam, Serbs of your base, but be a loch of Shom. That we paskin not to use wine, even Shalom Shasachak, but other may pairs, Shasachak, we allowed over there. So we're saying over here, b'shasat kach, that's mutter. Interesting. So he brings over here in the Mesedirsh in regards to seltzer. I mean, seltzer really is water, right? It's water with some carbonation in it. He brings from Scheinberg that it has a din of sharmashkim because the mice, once it's made and it's sold, you up the value of the. So it's considered hefsed by wasting it over there.
What if it's, and then it goes flat and it's okay again?
Yeah. Once it's oimel l'zrika, then you can use it. Okay, then he said over here, you shouldn't throw bread. Vein zarkan pas. Before Beis Yosef b'shar posting the pas, chashiva tvei mishar achlam. Bread is a higher level of chashiva. So therefore, they also feel im loy nimas al yedei zrika. But bread is a problem even if it's not going to become miyus with the throwing. Even if it lands in a nice clean place, you'll be able to eat the bread afterwards. But it's a derech bizoyin to throw the bread. Okay. But by other foods, it's only a problem. It's going to be nimas al yedei zrika. Containim mechadamish and ispashul called tzarchem, very ripe figs. When you throw them, they get all mushy. Shem rachim umismachim al yedei zrika v'nimosim. So they're soft, and when they land, that makes them even softer and they become unpleasant to eat. But something which is not going to become meas, for example, going to go some like nuts, shame kosher, men and mismachim, they're very hard and they don't become a mush. Fine. Umairi, shazarka mamakim, they don't talk about you throw it into a clean place. If the place where you're throwing it is dirty, it's a problem, even though you're talking about a geizim. If you're in a fault in place, there's going to be muddy, etc., for example. Fine. New point. If you see food on the ground, you can't just pass by and ignore it. You have to pick it up. So the question is: so, what is this an issue of kavod? Is this an issue of saving from hefset? So the nafkamina is kavod. There is right? But the issue with hefses is mostly what's on the ground, we don't eat them anymore. So if that's true, l'chara, I'm not saving it anyway. When I pick it up, I'll just end them in the garbage anyway. Right? So they bring from Rabbi Yasha. Rabbi Yasha said that the issue over here is the hefsid. So if the issue is the hefsid, so nowadays words can get thrown out anyway. When I can eat it, it doesn't go into the sister of Emir and Alarathim. Because Al said if you have a full loaf, a mechashef would put it down and use it for his kisha, but the person comes and picks it up, can get damaged by it. Okay. Isab Gemara, the Ravuna Sabra Michael Adam, Emechilun Sabra the Behema. The case was the case of kshavim, you're not looking to pick it up. So you can't feed human food to animals. Wooden loaves, you can't feed it to birds as well. We're not sure if we pass the Rav Huna. Why Master Shekel? The im ein loy dabar acher lahachol ki Michael Adam. If you have nothing else to feed your animal, then the kliyam and butter. That's why people feed the bread to the boys.
Because they have nothing else to feed the birds?
That's what happened. They didn't have what to feed the birds, and that became... Now, we said before that if it's ready to the point that it's already holding by becoming something which you're going to discard, then you feed it to animals. We did also point out that the prusas amoytzi, you should not feed even to a goy. Kalvachar, you shouldn't feed it to an animal. That's the piece which you push or cut off from the hamoytzi. You should not be feeding that to an animal. That's why I think we mentioned that over there. There's hakpada not to feed. Give matzah to goyim. Matzah's mitzvah. Give it mei lishmo. You shouldn't give it to goyim. Okay, let's hold it here. Thank you.